Kantar Sway is the head of the BBC's Burmese service. She's now in London. Sway, we just heard from this Burmese refugee expressing fears that there may be violence after the election. I wonder, in your own reporting, if you feel as though that's a widespread fear.
As far as we know, the elections is going to be held on the 7th, and there will be, we assume that there will be pockets of unrest, but not to a massive scale like a lot of people are wondering that would there be a huge violence flare-up during the elections. I can understand the concerns of the refugees because recently the refugees in Thailand, the Burmese refugees in Thailand, they were visited by the Thai foreign minister, and he said if situation in Burma is safe enough for them to go back, then there will be conditions for them to go back. When this news broke, a lot of people were very concerned that they would be sent back forcefully by the Thai authorities after the elections.
Is it possible, even for this election in Burma, to be free and fair?
Well, the election is not going to be free and fair. And the United States Secretary of State Hillary Clinton already made this statement only a few days ago. She said this election is deeply flawed. We all know that the election is not going to be fair. The reports we are getting from Burma, it shows that the largest party, which is the government's proxy party, United Solidarity and Development Party, they are trying to intimidate the voters, and they are also putting pressure on the army to vote for their party.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, if there's intimidation of voters going on, if there's a consensus that it will not be a free and fair election, why is Burma's commander-in-chief, Thanh Shwe, holding these elections at all? Why dabble with democracy, or at least appear to be dabbling with democracy?
If I may take you back to a few years back, like in 2003, when there was an attempt on Aung San Suu Kyi, who is a pro-democracy leader. Also, she has her own party called National League for Democracy, which won the 1990 elections in Burma.
She's still under house arrest now.
She is still under house arrest, and she made a visit to the northern part of Burma, and her convoy was attacked, and she escaped from this attack. But the whole international community condemned this, and soon after her arrest, she was briefly arrested, and soon after her arrest, the military government came out with this plan called Seven-Step Roadmap to Democracy. And election is part of this roadmap proposed by the military government. One mustn't forget that in 1989, this present government, they staged coup d'etat and they took over power. So by holding this election, they will be elected and they will become an elected government, which they desperately need to show the international community that they are a legitimate government of the Union of Burma.
So give us the bigger picture here then. I mean, it sounds as though it's the making of a sham election, but as you say, things will be quite different on the other end of it just because of the makeup of the government. Is there any reason to believe that this will represent a major shift in what has been a brutal dictatorship in Burma?
It is difficult to imagine that the new government will be different from the old government because the same old faces will be taking the most senior positions in the new government. And the president will have absolute power and he will appoint the cabinet. Nevertheless, there'll be new younger generation of army commanders who will be actively involved in the new administration. You're not going to see a huge democratic reform or moderate leaders running the country. Nevertheless, it's going to be different.
Well, we will check back after the election. Tintar Sway is the head of the BBC's Burmese service.